Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. My name is Brett Houlihan, the program director here at the City County Athletic Complex, also known as the CCAC. And I would like to welcome and thank everyone for tuning into today's show. Today, we will be recapping and highlighting various leagues throughout the week, the current standings, how things shaped up. We're also talking about any changes here at the park, as well as what we have in store for the upcoming season once we roll things over into 2016. But first off, I would like to thank four local sponsors, all great places here in town. If you need to get a room if you're traveling, stop, get a bite to eat, or pick up any products for a job at home. And those businesses are Buffalo Wild Wings, Wyndham Garden, Building Remodeling Services, and Williams Supply. Again, all four businesses located here in Warsaw, in great spots to go, very friendly people, great staff, and they'll help you get the job done. Next, I'll be highlighting things from this past week's different leagues, how things wrapped up. This past week, we finished our fall indoor cornhole league, something we've been doing for the last couple years here. I believe this was our third year. We had 20 teams this time, biggest league we've had yet. If we get some more, it'd just be awesome. I mean, we're currently taking registrations for that league, trying to build it as much as we can. Yeah. But with those 20 teams, everybody, we all got to match up, play. We play at 6:30 on Tuesdays. After everybody wrapped up the regular season, we had some postseason awards that we handed out to folks. Our regular season champions were Bo and Rick. They went 18-0, both very strong players, actually brothers, and they've been playing really well here at the park. In second place was Neil and Joanne. They only lost one game, and it was to Bo and Rick. Another great team. They've been out here. Neil was actually one of the gentlemen who helped us get things going out here, and they've continued to show their support and dedication to the CCAC, and they've been with us from the start and watched everything blossom here. In third place, there was a tie. Two teams both had two losses. It was Dan and Chuck and Ray and Alberto. Also two very good teams, and all four of those gentlemen have been with us from the start and have committed that they're going to be playing in the Winter League as well. After the regular season finished up, we do a postseason tournament for all of our leagues here at the CCAC. And we had enough teams here for cornhole that we could split things into two divisions, an A division and a B division. In the A division, Bo and Rick took home first place against Ray and Alberto, but it wasn't easy. They did suffer their first loss in the tournament and had to battle through the loser's bracket and took it to the IF game and won the best 2 out of 3 in the IF game. In the B division, Phil and Eduardo, they beat Robert and Samo via forfeit on Tuesday, and Brett and Eric had to beat Tony and Jason, which they also had to forfeit. So it was a matchup in the championship between Phil and Eduardo versus Brett and Eric, with Phil and Eduardo winning and taking home the championship. Eduardo was a new player this fall session, but him and Phil had committed to me that they're going to come back play in the Winter League, so hopefully they can continue, and if they continue to have success, I know both of them wouldn't bat an eye about playing in the A division. Next, I would like to go over some of the upcoming leagues that will be taking place here at the CCAC this winter in 2016. Right now, we're currently accepting registrations for our Monday and Wednesday night adult indoor soccer league. That's a 5-versus-5 league. Our Tuesday night cornhole league, which is partnered league, Sign up as your partner. It's $30 a team, and we start at 6:30. Our adult co-ed indoor volleyball league, which is a Friday night league. We play two games a night and play 10 games, plus our double elimination tournament. Our youth indoor soccer league, which is played on Saturdays for kids in grades kindergarten through sixth grade. And our youth indoor basketball league, which is played on Sundays, and that is for children in grades kindergarten through sixth grade. Information for all of these leagues can be found on our website, which is www.ccacwarsaw.com. We're always open to new ideas for leagues and programs here at the park, so if you can think of any other league, if you've got one on top of your head already, feel free to give us a call or swing out here. We've actually just started doing a pickleball. It's more of a club than a league, but on Mondays and Wednesdays from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., the group, they come in, use the multi-sport building. They've got their courts painted on the floor. And it's impressive to watch, real entertaining to watch. Pickleball, it's like a tennis-type game with a wooden paddle. You put a lot of spin on the ball, and it seems to be a hit out here. The folks, they enjoy the facility, and they're all real kind and very polite. So if anybody has any ideas, don't hesitate. I mean, we'll see if we can put something together and try and get it out there for folks. One league we will be offering in 2016, it's a new one for us. We're going to be offering an outdoor sand volleyball league. We used to have batting cages, which are located at the east side of the park by the maintenance shed. The guys have actually, they took a jackhammer to that, and they're working on it. We're going to get some sand out in that pit, and we're looking to become a volleyball complex as well, maybe host multiple leagues, maybe some tournaments here and there when we have some time, and try and get that league off the ground. Folks that have been out to the park have seen that we have the multi-sport building, which has been here for a couple years now. It gets used a ton, from folks renting the building to take batting practice, to folks here for the youth leagues during the winter, to folks participating throughout the week. We're currently doing an addition to that existing multi-sport building. We've received 119 of the 140,000 that we had written grants for the project. The architects have the blueprints, and once approved by the state, they will begin construction, and we'll look to get that building up as soon as we can. I know that will help us. We're looking to double the size of all of our leagues, give us some more space to do things, as well as have a safe spot for the spectators to sit while watching their children play or waiting for their next game. 2016 CCAC tournament schedule has been created and will be up online next week. This year we have another loaded up schedule here at the CCAC and are actually going to be expecting 100 plus more teams this year, not only to help our park, but to help the local community and businesses. I know that'll keep them very busy on the weekends, the hotels, it'll keep them very busy. So the bigger the tournaments we have out here, the bigger impact that can make on the community, and that's one of our goals as well. If folks have visited the park in the past, they would see that the CCAC is a great spot to advertise if you're a local business owner. If you've been here, you've seen when you drive into the park, we've got the double-sided front fence sign. At the softball and baseball fields, we've got the outfield fence signs. Those are one-sided. On our website, we've got different advertising. We've got on the homepage, we've got an advertising page just for sponsors that have helped us out. And a few other ones on there's a slider for different businesses for your logo. And then we also have the refillable cups at the concession stand. You ever go up, it's a 32-ounce refillable plastic cup. We have 8 businesses on the cup. We can always do more. Not a problem at all. We look to get your business's name out there, as well as in return help us out, and in turn advertise. We also have businesses that help advertise, and they help sponsor youth indoor sports leagues for our kids' indoor basketball and soccer leagues. We have sponsors for those teams as well. So a handful of different ways that a business could come out and sponsor, get their name out there. Great Craft Signs, they do a great job, very professionally printed on all the signs out here. Very good with us whenever the business and Great Craft need a third person involved when we're going back and forth. Great folks, very, very fast, very timely with their emails and with their artwork, and just a great company to work with. And if anybody has any questions on the advertising, you can contact us here at the park at 574-269-6663. We'll get you taken care of, and we'll all get on the same page there. The CCAC is also the place to go for all of your custom printing needs. Over in the Pro Shop, we used to never be able to do a dark garment and put white ink on that, or even a light ink color of any. Put a yellow on a navy sweatshirt, anything like that. We've recently got a printer that will allow us to do that on any dark garment, black garments, navy, purple, anything dark. Rather than being limited to just doing black ink on those, we can now do color. Very vibrant, very, very nice. All of our staff shirts are made that way. Very good shirts. We've been very busy after we've gotten that. A couple teams got out there this fall wearing our uniforms and just helped us spread the word, and we've been continuing to stay very busy there. We do shirts, sweatshirts, jerseys, pants, custom hats. We also do awards for whatever type of program you might be awarding, whether it be a school function, an athletic event, anything like that. We do plaques, we do individual awards, anything custom, anything to your liking, we can print up there. In 2016, for anyone that might possibly be interested in helping umpire, the CCAC will be hosting state clinics for BPA baseball and NSA fast and slow pitch softball. It is highly recommended that all interested umpires attend the state clinic, and as well as our mandatory league meetings throughout the year. One, they'll talk about game management, just managing your game while you're umpiring, as well as mechanics, how to handle different situations, where to get yourself onto the field, and how you present yourself when you're out there. One thing NSA, they've told us this year, that's their goal. They're striving for the umpires to do their very best, be very knowledgeable, be friendly with everybody, players and teams, and be a joy to work with. And lastly, in 2016, for our softball leagues, we'll be offering a different type of awards package to the teams. This coming year, we will be selecting the top four teams from both our men's and co-ed leagues. And those teams that are selected will be going to a tournament located in Portage, Indiana for the men's and LaPorte, Indiana for the co-ed on two different weekends. So if you do happen to be on one of the top four of men's and on a top four co-ed team, you can participate. They're on alternate weekends. And it's just a great way for teams to get the chance to travel, match up against other teams from other parks, and gauge their skill level, where they're at as a player and as a team. It's new this year for 2016. The CCAC will be hosting the men's tournament in 2017, in the second year of this program. But for all of the softball teams, I feel it'll be a good incentive. I think all the teams will like the awards package that way when we do this. A lot of the young teams that haven't gotten the chance to play travel or haven't traveled since they were younger and playing baseball or fast pitch, I think that'll help drive them a little bit to be one of the top four selected teams. Again, I would just like to thank everyone for tuning in and listening to today's show. I'll be back next Wednesday, December 23rd at 10:30 a.m., going over everything that takes place from tomorrow, Saturday, up until Wednesday. We'll possibly have some rentals. I know we have a cornhole tournament this weekend. If anybody's interested in that, feel free to give us a call here at the park. Registration is from 10 a.m. until 11 a.m., and then the cornhole tournament begins at 11:15 after the bracket is blind drawn out. It's a best 2 out of 3 in both the winners and the losers bracket. It's $30 per team, and then after the doubles tournament, we do a singles tournament, and that's $10 per player. We pay out 75% of the entry fee that we take in to the top teams, and most usually top 4 teams or so get the payout. And it's our cornhole tournaments. That program has grown each year, continues to grow, and look forward to seeing anybody interested here at the park tomorrow. Again, anytime you need to contact us, the park, our telephone number is 1-574-269-6663. And our park website is www.ccacwarsaw.com. Thank you. Have a good day. Goodbye.